Before this episode starts, I just want to let everyone know this is strictly for entertainment purposes only. This is not to make fun of everybody. This is not to make fun of anybody, period. This is not to bash Starbucks or whatever. This is not to bash any restaurant. This is not to throw any restaurant under the bus, period. This is strictly for entertainment purposes only. I'm using this podcast to just get stuff out, my venter, if you will. And basically, it's the cheapest therapy I'll get. No, but moral of the story, this is strictly just for entertainment purposes only. If I offend anyone, I sincerely apologize right here, right now. Let's get started. Now, throughout my 6 months of working at Dunkin', I realized that there really needs to be a set rule, just a set rule list in general for people who come to the drive-thru. Because the amount of crazy things I've seen both in the drive-thru and actually inside, I think I'm being punked. I really do. 'Cause it's not every day you see a white minivan pull up to the drive-thru speaker and then people slowly, just jumble into the car from various directions. Like I'll see one come from northwest or one come from, south. Whatever. Okay. I kid you not. This minivan pulls up and continue as he's continuing his order, people are slowly, just getting into his car like they're supposed to be in there. I'm looking around like, this is really happening. I want to let him know. I mean, let him know that there's people in your car, like he can't hear them. But it's like, I want to so badly just tell him, like, do you know these people that are in your car? Like, I mean, it was so random. They were just hopping in there like they knew each other. And I can see it if they were all coming from that same direction. But I mean, I literally saw one hop a fence and get in the van. You can't make that stuff up. Anyway, so I made a drive-through list of, like, rules because I feel like everyone should do these. They're common sense. But like I said before, common sense isn't common, so there's that. We're gonna get started. I'm gonna start this out with the simplest rule. Well, not even a rule, just a statement. The custom mail is not always right. They are not always right. And I'm going to explain to you why this is. So recently, I went to work, right? As one should. And when I clocked in, my shift leader, one of them, had told me, our voice register is down. We can still use the cash one, take orders, and do cash. I already saw this plan and how flawed it was going to go throughout the day. I said, you know what? They work in here longer than me. I don't know nothing. They got this. That's why they're called a shift leader. That's why they got the red shirts, So, and usually I was thinking, okay, can't go wrong because on this specific day, you don't really get busy till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Oh God. It was going good for about 2-ish hours. And then the on-go orders weren't coming in. Not only were the on-go orders for the Dunkin' app, they weren't coming in at all. But then Uber Eats and DoorDash wasn't coming in either for at least an hour. I mean, they started coming in towards the end of my shift. But until, I mean, before noon, they were basically not coming in at all. So there was that. And don't get me wrong, it was a good system that we had, but the more piled up it got, it slowly started to decline, y'all. It was slowly just spiraling into nothingness, So, the person who was taking care of drive-through orders and cashing out people at the same time. which is not a bad idea, but this is why we only have, this is why we have one person for each role, or we have two people for the sandwich table, but it's mostly one for majority of the time. So as someone's taking the drive-thru order, why does the drive-thru register shut down? Now, at first, we were thinking, oh, you know, we can just write down the orders and then do it that way. How are we going to cash them out? I mean, we can't, I mean, and you're probably thinking, we can probably just take their credit cards, running up to the front, swipe it that way, and go back to the cash register and give it to them that way. Sure, it's tedious, but we can do it. But the only issue is our credit card machine was down up front. So people could only pay with cash when they were inside. And our drive-thru register was down. And at this point, we've already been on tech support with someone for about 2.5 hours while all of this was going down. And as people were ordering food, nobody was telling me if food was ordered. So when I had people coming up to me talking about I needed 4 orders of hash browns, 3 bacon wraps, and 2 snacking bacons, and another person talking about, oh yeah, I needed 6 bacon croissants. You can see how frustrating that can be. You know, it's frustrating. So there was that. And then once Ashley gave them their orders, the tickets for the food were not printing out until 5 minutes after they were placed. So there was already that issue. I mean, I could easily just take care of the orders if I knew they were being placed, but I didn't know, and no one told me. No disrespect, it's okay. It's in the past now. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just saying, future reference, you know what to do. So there's already this man that's been in the drive-thru for about 20 minutes. And keep in mind, he didn't place his order. I can see how frustrated you can be when you've been sitting in the drive-thru line for about 15, 20 minutes and you haven't even placed your order yet. I can understand your frustration. I can get that. But we're still trying to figure out what the heck to do about this drive-thru cash register. Can we still take orders from the drive-thru? What are we going to do about the cars behind him? I mean, we're still trying to figure this whole thing out. This man says, I've been waiting here for 20 effing minutes. I need to do something about this. You guys need to fix it. Can't you guys just fix it already? Sir, if we knew how to fix it, you think I would have done it by now? You think if I knew how to fix it, I would be sitting here telling you that we're still trying to fix it? If I knew how to fix it, would you still be sitting here not having your order placed already? Anyway, so this man finally, after 20-ish minutes, I'm not sure it was 20 minutes. I think he was just exaggerating. But anyway, after the period of time he's been waiting, put the car in drive, went around the curve, flipped us off at the drive-thru window, and proceeded to pull off. It was rude. It was uncalled for. I understand his frustration, but I do not respect it. The customer isn't always right, because they don't know what the heck is going on behind the scenes. I can guarantee you that it was not just our Duncan. I can guarantee you that it is not just Duncan in general that can go through this type of ordeal. Because we're trying to figure out any possible scenario that this can go. It slowly kept going down. It was all bad. It was terrible, you know? And this man flipped us off at the window like it's our fault. I didn't know what to do. If you want to come in here and make it yourself, I don't care at this point. We need all hands on deck, on lock, point blank, period. Fax, no printer, copy, no paste. That kind of thing. Took about 7.5 minutes talking about this, but moral of the story. Good customer is not always right. They don't know what the heck is going on behind the scenes. It is what it is. So there's that. Okay, now we're off of that tangent. Let's get to the actual drive-through rule list that I have. So, number one, thou shalt not spit, cough, or sneeze in thy payment before giving it to me. It's nasty. Even if there wasn't a pandemic on our hands, that ish is still nasty. But, you know, it's okay. Because, you know, if you want to get sick, that's on you. I tried to put on 3 layers of gloves, but sure, I guess it's cool. No, it's not. I'm not gonna let it slide. I'm gonna tell you why. I don't need you pulling up to the cash window, coughing up a lung, and giving me your money. So then they're like,
I'm sorry about that, sweetie. No, I don't have COVID. I just got over it a week ago.
I'm sorry, say that again? I'm sorry. Yeah, as the state I am in, I have the right to not serve you. I have the right to not serve you. That is just nasty. Don't do that. If you do not want to receive wet money, don't distribute it. I need you pulling out money out of your bra, or just money that's been sitting in your pocket for God knows how long, and it's sitting there just ugh. Can't even think about it. It's so gross. I promise you, she literally just sitting there coughing up a lung at the speaker and then pulls up to the cash window. And then, you know how teachers, like, you know how they're trying to get the papers unstuck to each other and they just go, and then they continue to do that? This chick did it so excessively. She's sitting there like, you can eat the thing if you don't quit. You ain't gonna have no thumb after what you're doing to it. Sitting there like, ew, it's just nasty. Anyway, so there's that. So just to wrap it all up, thou shalt not spit, cough, or sneeze, or wipe that boogie with your money. Now, I don't care if it's cash, credit, debit, change, the one that folds or the one that jingles. I don't care. That ish is nasty. Because I can guarantee you, you're not the only one who has touched that debit card. But you still have to give it to the person so they can swipe it or put it in the terminal, depending on which store you go to. I'm sorry, there's that. Number two. This one is pretty important too. Now, I'm gonna ask you a question first. When this is your first time coming to a restaurant or store, not even a store, just a fast food restaurant, do you go through the drive-thru or do you just come inside like a normal person would? I'm gonna give you a moment to think about that. Just give you a moment. Okay, moment's over. So I can understand if you don't know what the heck you're... I gotta say, if you don't know where you're at, what we have, or what we're doing, you know, I get that. But I don't need you pulling up to the the drive-thru speaker, sitting there, putting the car in park, and going to sleep. This man fell asleep while he was saying his order. I don't know how tired you have to be, but how the heck did you get here? You're the one in the driver's seat and you fell asleep taking your order. And then he woke up again saying, oh, sorry, I forgot to get my coffee.
Can I get a grande venti pumpkin spice with no ice?
Sir, we have small, medium, and large. This is a Dunkin'. Are you sure you're okay? I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh. And this mug has like 5 or 8 cars behind him, man. I wish I could make this stuff up. How do you fall asleep in the drive-thru? And not only that, and then wake up, say a Starbucks order in a Dunkin' drive-thru, and then go right back to sleep. This mug has to get to his next destination. How did you drive here? Either he was pulling the prank or he was actually just mad tired. I don't know. It just cracked me up either way. It was too funny. Number 2. It's beneficial to know your order when you come to the drive-thru speaker. Not only is it beneficial for you, but it's beneficial for the employees and for the customers behind you. And if you really don't know the menu like that, that's what Google is for. You just Google Dunkin' menu or McDonald's menu or Starbucks menu, depending on wherever the heck you're gonna go. And then that's how you find out. You know this? That makes sense, right? Some of you guys, it don't, but it does make sense. It's common sense, but common sense ain't common. Number three. How can I put this so you guys can see this? Okay. You know when you pull up to the window, or not the window, but the actual speaker itself to actually tell people what you want to order? Whenever you're doing that, we can hear everything, even if you're not saying anything. We can hear the car, we can hear the engine running, we can hear the radio, we can hear who you're listening to based on Bluetooth, aux, whatever. We can hear the people that are inside the car. We can hear everything as soon as you trip that sensor. Now, number 3, this is the rule is tying into. Be conscious of what you're going to say at that speaker, and even if you pull off, because we can honestly hear up to maybe a car in front of you, even if you're saying your order, if that makes sense. This woman. Now, this didn't happen at my Dunkin', but I did overhear this. So, this woman makes her order, and she goes, and before she even makes her order, she's talking about this chick. She's like, oh God, I hate her. I don't like Lucy. I'm saying her name is Lucy for story purposes, but that's not really her name. I don't like Lucy. She gets on my nerves. I want to kick her out the house. And Lucy worked at that Dunkin'. She works there. So when they pulled up and they're like, oh, Lucy. See, I was talking about a different Lucy. You know the one that's across the street? Yeah, that one. You're sitting there like, what? Be careful, just in general, about whose name you're saying. Like, you can be as discreet as you can, but based on who's working on the opposite side of that speaker, you're gonna get found out. Cause we all have head tests. We all talk trash to each other, you know? Like, oh, here comes this woman coming through again. Oh, here comes this chick, you know, that thing. Just be careful about what you're saying in general. Because you don't know who's on the opposite side of that speaker. And you don't know the connections that people have nowadays. You really don't. You can sit there going, oh my gosh, I hate this girl, Lucy. She is so annoying. And this thing, you know, she'll be like, yo, Lucy, pull up. I got this customer who hates you. Like, oh, say less. And then it's a whole situation. So yeah, I'm gonna say it again. Number three, be conscious of what you're saying, and not only just you, but the other passengers in the car. Be aware of what the heck you're saying, because you don't know who it's gonna run back to at all. You just don't know. The amount of connections people have nowadays is insane, and it's scary. This is the last rule, and then I'm gonna end it. This is the last rule, okay? This is very, very, very important. Did you all listen up? You ready? Shh, ready? Okay, here it is. It's very important. Do not, and I repeat, do not talk to me or any drive-thru speaker as if they are challenged or slow. I don't need you being there talking about, can I get the 2 for $4? That means $2 for $4. You know which deal that is? I want 2 bagels. Did you get me? It's 2 for $4. You about to get the 2 for $6 if you don't talk to me like I'm daggone slow. Don't do that. Sorry, not slow, mentally challenged. But look, don't do that. I mean, I get it if you're trying to make sure we can hear you and everything, but that's when you go, can I get 2 plain croissants toasted with no cream cheese, just the plain toasted croissants? Can I have them sliced, please? If you're explaining it like that, sure, no problem, that's fine. But if you're pulling up and going, can I get a large 2 and 2? You know what that means? I want 2 cream and 2 sugar. Not 2 whole milk, not 2 Splenda, not 5 cream. 2 and 2 for $2.68. Actually, man, my prices just went up, so it's not $2.68 anymore. Good, you can do math. You know, that kind of thing. The amount of people that come through and they do that, it's so frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. Don't do that, you know? And I get it if you're trying to make sure we don't F up your order, but don't talk to us like we don't know 2 plus 2 equals 4, you know? So there's that. Summarization. Number one, the customer is not always right. Number two, it's beneficial to know your order before coming to the drive-thru speaker or just coming up to the restaurant or fast food restaurant in general. Number three, be conscious of what the heck you and your passengers are saying in that car. And number four, what is it? Come on, I think we all got it now. I'm just sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't talk to us like we don't know what the heck we're doing, okay? That's all for this episode. Peace out.